Hello and welcome to the In the Pattern podcast coverage of EAA Air Venture Oshkosh 2013. This year while we were at the show, Chris decided to do something a little different for some of the quick casts. While we were at Camp Bacon, he got to talk to and interview some really interesting folk that were at the camp and who were hanging around at the bacon parties. So we're going to go ahead and call these bacon casts, and the next couple episodes are going to be interviews right from Camp Bacon. Enjoy.
All right, next up at the bacon party this evening would be none other than Mart himself from Air Pigs. Mart, thanks a lot for hosting another fantastic bacon party.
Hey, thank you. It's been fun.
Fantastic. The bacon's delicious as usual.
Well, thank you. I'm still not able to crank out quite the quantities I'd like, but I tell you, we have gone through packages and packages of bacon tonight. So.
How many pounds do you think you've cooked?
Well, you know, I'm not sure how many. It's like 10 packages, though, you know. So, and that's about what we did on Tuesday night as well. So the parties are bigger than ever, and everybody seems to be happy.
Well, with tasty beverages and bacon, pretty much makes everybody happy. So
it's pretty hard to beat. And we're in the greatest place on Earth at the world's greatest aviation event, Oshkosh.
So. Fantastic, yeah.
It's pretty hard to beat.
Absolutely. So the night air show is getting ready to get started. Are you going to head down to it or just watch from here?
I think I'm going to watch from here. I'm still kind of finishing up the bacon cooking, and this may sound a little disgusting, but I got bacon grease on the bottom of my feet, of my shoes, so, you know, I probably should just stay put.
Yeah. Wash the bacon grease out. You don't want to be slipping around. Hopefully you didn't get injured. It's not hot, right?
No, it's not hot. I don't think there's no need for medical attention. anyway. But no, I think I'll watch it from here because it is a great show even from the campground. But it's really cool when you're up close, especially for the big wall of fire and the fireworks.
Yep, absolutely. Today we went down to the museum. You were down there. I was down there.
Yeah, we sure were. And Adam Fast was along with us. We had a great time. A nice breeze through. It's for anyone who's never been to the museum here at Oshkosh, it's absolutely fantastic. And I hold that a little closer to my heart, maybe because that wall on the inside where they have the bricks and the names of people that were supporters way back when the museum was envisioned, and then to raise the money to build it. I was encouraged by my dad, who's on that wall. He encouraged me to also participate. So I've got a brick there, and that's not a bragging thing. I just feel, you know, I'm pleased that I was able to be part of the financial process that made that great museum possible.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. I noticed that you showed us that. That is really cool, and it's a nice thing to be, you know, to be honored, memorialized a little bit, along with the initial founders of the museum. And that's a fantastic museum they got going. It's not real big, doesn't take you long to get through it, but they got good stuff in there.
They definitely do. It's extremely well displayed. It looks like a true high quality world class museum. And then the thing that really does make it special, and it's what makes Oshkosh so unique, is that we're talking about home built aircraft, and it's not entirely home built aircraft there, but there's a large collection of pivotal aircraft that were home built that really helped to shape the market as it is today. And you're not going to find that in very many places around the world anywhere in a museum to see that kind of that hardware.
Do you have a favorite piece in there?
That's a good question. Actually, there's a little tiny red biplane in there from the 50s called El Chuparoso. Ray Hagee was a prop maker, built props for guys in the home-built world in the 60s and into the 70s. And anyway, that airplane's in there, and he was a little guy. It's a really tiny little red biplane, all one of a kind. Very unique. He had quite a sense of humor, too, if you look at the stickers on it and such. Like, for example, it's only got a Continental 65 in it, but it's quite fast. And he had a big, fat exhaust at the back of the cheek on the cowl there, and it says, "Beware of blast." And, you know, crazy stuff like that. He had a real sense of humor. He was a really nice guy. And he'd be the first guy back in the day. A lot of people don't know this. But back in the day at Oshkosh, during the day, you could fly around the pattern. And people would get in their airplane, and they'd go show their airplane off with a bunch of other aircraft flying around in the pattern. And Ray was usually the first guy up in the morning screaming around the pattern with his little airplane, and I just remember that very thoroughly. So it brings back a lot of memories for me to see that little airplane there. It's an easy one for people to overlook and like, what is that? But when you know the story a lot of times behind these airplanes, it's truly fascinating and just really cool.
Yeah, the history makes all the difference, I think. Hey, thanks a lot for the bacon party. Mark Klepper from Air Pigs, and it's Air Pigs with a Z at the end. Is that right?
That's right. AirPigs.com, AIRPIGZ. Yeah, check it out.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.